Right now it is time to brighten up our morning by bringing in once again Oscar Espina-Ruiz, who is the artistic director at Music Mountain, and we'll find out about what's going on at Music Mountain this weekend. Oscar, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning, Marshall. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you along here, and gosh, how many more weeks do you have to go? About, what, four or five?
Actually, no, two more weeks to go.
That's it? Wow.
You know, the Music Mountain is a tremendous festival, 16 weekends in a row. So it's been, you know, we have been ongoing for over 3 months, and we have two more weeks to go.
All right. Well, you've got, once again, another great weekend lined up at Music Mountain on Saturday. Roxy Kos Quintet. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes. Yeah, I'm really excited. Actually, we've been very lucky to have Vita Muir, the founder and director of Litchfield Festival, Litchfield Jazz Festival, coming up to Music Mountain several times. And she was praising our jazz series and how apparently, I mean, this is not intention, but I programmed many of the best artists that she has featured at the Litchfield Festival. And Roxy Kos is one of them. So Vita plans to come up. Roxy Kos came out of Seattle, and she's based in New York. She's a saxophonist, and she's very, very successful. She's coming up with a quintet, and that's always a little bit of a mystery. We were talking about what is the standard in jazz. Well, it's been varying, and so with Roxy Kos, it will be saxophones, guitar, piano, bass, and drums. So that will be the quintet. And they play a mix of traditional jazz and modern spins on traditional jazz. So I can't wait to hear them. Yep, that's on Saturday coming up on the 15th of September at 6:30 at Music Mountain.
And we also remind people that for the Saturday events, they've got a nice deal set with the Falls Village Inn where you can have dinner and then go enjoy the show without having to worry about rushing through dinner or anything like that. All you have to do to make those special reservations is call the Falls Village Inn, 860-824-0033, and let them know that that's the package you want, and it'll be all set up so you can have your dinner, then you can go hang out, maybe bring yourself a bottle of wine before the show starts on the lawn at Music Mountain, and then enjoy the show on Saturday. Now, let's move on to Sunday, because I might be wrong now. I've been doing this between you and Nick now for got about 10 or 11 years. But the American String Quartet, is this one of the first times they're appearing, or have they been at Music Mountain before?
Well, this is their first time, and it's quite unusual. I mean, the American String Quartet is one of the premier quartets in the country. I mean, we have nurtured some that have become some of the premier quartets in the country, such as the Shanghai Quartet, which just concluded the Beethoven cycle yesterday. I mean, they are outstanding, and they were just jumping into a plane to go to China this morning. They are all over the place, the Shanghai Quartet. But the American String Quartet will be playing for the very first time at Music Mountain on September 16th, Sunday, at 3. I'm very, very happy that we could do this. I mean, I have great appreciation for the American Quartet. I've worked with them before, actually. I played with them a couple of times, both in North Carolina and in Fairfield County in Connecticut. And they are, well, they are a delight to work with. They are amazing artists. So to have them here for the very first time will be great. Peter Vinograd, the first violinist of the American String Quartet, was at Music Mountain in June, teaching at the Music Mountain Academy. But as a quartet performing on the Gordon Hall stage, this will be the very first time. And they come in good company because they're going to be playing with Robert McDonald, piano. And they will be playing the absolutely gorgeous Dvorak piano quintet. And Robert McDonald, for many, I mean, he is the great pianist that played with Isaac Stern and played with Midori, and of course played alone. He's a superb artist on the faculty at Juilliard and Curtis. So quite a group of artists coming up to Music Mountain next weekend for a great program of Haydn, then Shostakovich 3, which is a neoclassical twink. It's not your typical Shostakovich. It's a very beautiful piece. And then Dvorak, piano quintet. So that's next Sunday, 3 p.m. at Music Mountain on September 16th.
Now, so then September, the weekend of the 22nd, 23rd is your final weekend, right?
Yes, that's the end. We are wrapping it up very quickly for that last weekend at Music Mountain. So on Saturday, we have Bert Seeger, who is on the piano faculty, on the piano jazz faculty at the New England Conservatory up in Boston. And he's coming with a fairly intriguing group that includes clarinet and quite a bit of percussion and bass. And they do kind of world music and world music-inspired jazz. And then on Sunday, the 23rd of September, Ariel, the string quartet, is coming up. And I will join them to wrap up the season in an all Mozart program. And this is a special one. Ariel Quartet played at Music Mountain last summer, and their program included a Mozart string quartet. And it was so gorgeous. I mean, I thought their Mozart was one of the best I had heard before. So when I was chatting about this with Nick said, "Oscar, you have to play the clarinet quintet with them. The Mozart clarinet quintet with them at Music Mountain." And so I will. I will on the 23rd of September, on the very last concert of the 89th season of Music Mountain, and on the very last part of the concert. So I guess I'll be wrapping it up with the Ariel Quartet and hopefully our delightful audience that has been incredible this summer. I mean, I have to say, the attendance is way up at Music Mountain, and we are truly, truly delighted and thankful that we have such a support and that so many people are coming up and enjoying great music with all of us at Music Mountain.
And if people want to get tickets or more information, 860-824-7126, 860-824-7126, or musicmountain.org. Now, just remember this. After next week, we're going to have to figure out, I'm going to still have to call you, so you'll have to tell me what you're doing in your personal life every week.
Sounds like a plan, Marshall.
Okay,
this has been so much fun.
All right, we'll speak to you next week.
All right, thank you. Take care.
Once again, the artistic director of Music Mountain, musicmountain.org.